Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hey, and thanks for tuning into another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. My name is Lisa Carpenter. I am your hostess. And this episode is coming out late because the truth is I had another episode planned. But if you've been following along, you know that I am about 2 weeks out from my pro debut with the WBFF. And as a bodybuilder, fitness, bikini model, whatever I'm calling myself these days, in the home stretch, things can start to get a little bit, we'll say sketchy, meaning I'm depleted. My calories are low because as a pro athlete, I need to come in with a specific look. This is not just for, you know, shits and giggles. I'm looking for it to create a specific look on stage. And that comes with, lowered calories, more cardio, and still intense weight training. So you're probably listening and thinking like, Lisa, what is going on here? Because I'm literally losing my words right now. Because I am so depleted. So I'm feeling really great. And if you want to learn more about this, head over to my Instagram stories because I'm going to be sharing behind the scenes. So I feel energetic today. I feel pretty good overall. This has been one of my best preps ever. And I'm also acutely aware that my brain is not turning over as quickly as it usually does. And I'm kind of losing my words. Now, what I talked about on Instagram a little bit is every year, not every year, but when I go through prep and I hit this stage, I'm reminded that so many of you out there in the population are walking around feeling like this on a daily basis, meaning you are, you know, you don't have a ton of energy, although I do have energy today, but you don't have as much energy as you could. Your brain is kind of muddled. You're in a fog. You procrastinate because you can't focus. You're busy doing a lot of things, but not feeling like you're creating any traction. And it's often really hard to navigate your emotions. So many of you feel crappy and you don't even realize how good it can get because you don't know any different. And because I live my life in such a way when I'm off season that when I'm on season and doing a cut for a show, I really feel it. And it gives me a lot of compassion for the women who reach out to work with me who are looking to prioritize themselves because they are tired of feeling crappy and they don't even really understand how crappy they feel because as high performing women, we often normalize things in our life that aren't normal because most of you have learned to just push through and avoid the symptoms. You're disconnected from your body. So anyways, many of you are living in a place of halt, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. And in the show notes here, we'll link to some of the episodes where I talk about this a little bit more. But basically, if you're not, you know, eating regularly, if you're not getting enough rest, if you're not properly hydrated, if you're not managing your emotions, if you're not doing the things to help you connect with you, you're not going to feel great. So I tick all the boxes in terms of making sure I take divine care of myself in prep because I want to be able to manage the low calories and the extra energy expenditure in the best way possible. I don't want to do prep if it means I'm going to be losing my shit left, right, and center in my life. Okay. This is a conscious choice to do this, to be an athlete in this sport. And with that comes the responsibility that I make sure I'm taking care of and enjoying my life outside of prep. Okay. Cause there's a lot of things that I love to do that have nothing to do with prep. I still want to show up in loving relationships with my family. So it's not their fault that I chose to do prep. So why should they take like my emotional outburst? So I want you to really consider that in your life. If you're running a really busy life and you're not feeling great about yourself, is your family getting the fallout of your mismanaged emotions because you're really not prioritizing your well-being? Again, nutrition, water, movement, connection with self, and sleep. Like, sleep is number one, the most important success strategy, sleep. But that was not actually the episode I wanted to record either. And I'm letting myself just kind of talk about all the things in this episode, because this is actually going to be the last episode I'm recording before I take the month of August off. So if you listened to last week, you know that I talked about when this happens, then I get to do this. And this goal, this dream, this vision that I've held for so long, I probably first thought about it probably about a decade ago, where I said, God, wouldn't it be amazing if I could take August off? And but it always seems so out of reach. And when I sat down to do my calendar for this year, I was like, this is the year, Lisa. It doesn't matter what happens, you're taking August off. So I blocked it off in my calendar and I just worked through it. I let my clients know that I won't be doing appointments. I just moved things around. And even with everything that has happened in my life over the past 5 months, I still did not let go of I'm taking August off. Yet logically, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Right? Like, because I had to take more time off because of things that were going on in my life. I still saw my clients, but I definitely dialed things way back in the business to make sure I was caring for myself. So to continue to follow through on taking August off is a massive accomplishment for me. And, you know, I am here to remind you, part of the reason I do this podcast is to show you, when you do this work, when you get to know yourself intimately, when you start to kind of pull away these kind of stories and beliefs that you have about yourself, you can create so much. And I want everybody who's listening to be living a fulfilling, rewarding, peaceful, phenomenal life. Like, that's what we're here for. I am here to live an extraordinary experience. And I want all my clients to live an extraordinary life of their choosing, because your definition of extraordinary and mine are going to be totally different. Your idea of an extraordinary life might be sitting on a beach chair, reading a great book, whereas mine is, you know, prancing my butt out on stage. Everybody's different. It's you get to choose, and there is no right or wrong. So when I'm back in the fall, I'm going to be releasing an episode that is going to be targeted around self-love. I'm going to be talking about some of the things that have gone on, but it's such a deep and meaty episode. I've actually been writing it out because I want to capture what I've been learning, what I've been feeling, so that I can share it with you, and you'll be able to take those lessons and really start to understand this concept of self-love, because it's kind of airy-fairy. And if somebody had tried to talk to me a decade or more ago about self-love, I would have been like, yeah, I love myself, not really understanding what that meant. So I'm going to try and break that down for you, and where to start, and kind of actionable items. So it sounds funny, right? Because I don't usually give you a step-by-step process of how to get from here to there, but I really want to try and express where you can start and give you some tools as to how you can start, where you can start, to make it a little bit easier. Because I know what it feels like when somebody says, you know, you need to slow down more, or you need to love yourself more. And it's like, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? So I want to take the frustration that I've felt and the journey that I've walked to support you in walking your own journey. But today, so let's get to the meat potatoes of today. Today, I wanted to talk about, how can you love something and still want to change it? So this was posted on an Instagram, something that I put on my Instagram grid, and feel free to head over to Instagram. It's pictures of me from 2007, when my oldest was only 7, my middle was 6, Jake was not even a whisper in my life. I was with my first husband. I now since have a you know, I've got Jake as well. He's 12. And so it was all these different kind of random iterations that I've been through since 2007, from, you know, cuts to builds to on stage, off season, on season. But 2007 was really when I decided, you know what, like, what would it be like to go on stage as a competitor with two young kids? I was starting my career as a personal trainer, and I wanted to do something with my dance background. You know, my mom spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on my dance. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool? Because back in the day, when I was doing fitness, there was actually a high energy routine involved. So it was really, really athletic. Some very, oh God, those were grueling days in the gym, because it was a short, like under two minute routine, high energy. So I had to train for that so that I could go through from beginning to end with the same level of energy throw. And I've always been a performer. I've really embraced that in my life. I really love being on stage. I've also embraced that and worked through the cringiness I felt about admitting that. Anyways, I digress. So all these pictures were up, and you know, somebody had come on to my Instagram, and I love when people comment, because it's always fascinating to me the different frames of reality that people work from and the interpretations that they make. And often people are projecting their own things onto us, meaning, you know, they want to kind of give us their idea of how things should be. But your reality isn't going to be my reality. And what you may be perceiving in me, that may not be true for me at all. But so often, especially when it comes to women and their bodies, and in this day and age, my God, it doesn't matter what you say or do, somebody's not going to like it. So you may as well do what you love to do. But what she had posted, and maybe she's a listener of the podcast, which would be super awesome too, because I love these dialogues, was, let me just pull it up. I should have had it up before I started here, but it was something along the line of, let's go. Where is it? Help me find it. I love that perfect human body in pics 1 and 2. I hope that body was loved. It looks most divine to me. So these are my pictures back in 2007, right? So like I said, I had a 7-year-old and a 6-year-old. And my response to her was, you get to love all your phases, and you can love your body and want to see change. It's not either or. And there's such this misconception that if we change our bodies, that means that we didn't love that previous version of ourselves, or that it's wrong or bad to want to change our bodies, or anything for that matter in our lives. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this, because so much of full frontal living is about helping you expand your capacity for discomfort and expand the perspective that you can gain when you step into the both and, right? When you learn how to navigate polarity with a little bit more ease, like, oh my God, it's not black and white. There are shades of gray. There's not right or wrong. There's nuances on both sides. And, you know, we kind of live in this world right now. I heard this term the other day of toxic polarity, right? Everybody's fighting to be right. Instead of us being willing to listen to what the other side has to say, because there's value in everything that everybody is saying. And then you get to like pick up all the pieces and say, okay, what feels right and true for me? You know, what is a little bit prickly for me? Maybe get curious about why it's prickly for you. So obviously I come at this with my own biases that I have to express. I have, you know, very strong beliefs around wellness, around fitness, around health, around healthy bodies, what it means to be well. That's where I work from. And like, those are so deeply rooted as core beliefs for me, it would be really hard for anybody to disrupt that. And at the same time, I stay open to the perspectives of other people, because they get to choose what feels best for them. I mean, I've spoken openly in regards to some of the things we've seen over the past couple of years, watching people trying to avoid illness versus focusing on wellness. And there's a big difference, you know? So even when I went to Mexico, I was shocked because I don't know why I'm shocked. Nothing should shock me anymore. But here we are, you know, a year ago, everybody was afraid they were going to die. And, you know, if you're this or that, you know, we need to be responsible. We need to take care of each other. And everybody was afraid and afraid of their bodies and afraid of germs. And there's so much fear and there was so much fear mongering. Yet here I am in Mexico and I'm looking around. I'm like, wow, look at everybody eating their faces off, drinking their faces off. I was in the gym and literally nobody was wiping down anything. And I'm like, again, like, where is the consistency around our habits that are focused on wellness? I digress. So this whole idea of we can love something and want to change it. We can accept where we are at, and you don't have to like something to accept it and also be okay with changing. And in fact, acceptance of where you're at is a big part of change because, you know, most of us, it's not an effective strategy to try and abuse yourself into transformation, like beating yourself up, not good enough. But if you can accept, like, this is where I am today. Today is Friday. Today is Friday. I'm sitting at my chair. This is the truth, right? I'm in front of my computer. I'm recording this podcast episode. This is what's here right now today. And where I'm going to be tomorrow is going to be different. So should I get mad that I'm sitting in a chair at my desk recording this podcast episode today when I want to be someplace else tomorrow? Or can I just accept that this is where I need to be today? The same is true when it comes to your body or anything else in your life. You can accept where you are today. Again, you don't have to like it. But when you accept it, you release the resistance around change. You release the resistance around change. You get to move towards something that you want to create versus trying to move away from something that you don't like. And again, big difference, right? Creating health versus trying to avoid illness, moving towards what you want versus trying to get away from what you don't want. So in this comment, you know, the thread was, or the assumption was, like, oh, that body looks better than this body. I like that body better than this body, which that's, she can choose whatever iteration of me she likes best. It doesn't matter to me. I get to choose what iteration I like best. And I get to love all the different iterations. Doesn't mean anything. So you get to hold a vision for what you want. And you can love yourself and accept yourself for where you are today. It doesn't make you wrong or bad if you want to change your body. Any different than, let's look at if you have children. This is a really great example. So do you love your children less when they're 12 or 15 or 22 than when they were 2 or newborn? Or do you just love them differently at every phase? Do you appreciate every iteration of your children? Even if you don't have kids and you have pets, right? Your 20-year-old dog is going to be a different version than the 5-year-old puppy. And you get to love it at every iteration, knowing it's going to change and they're going to continue to grow and evolve. So with your kids, that's a great example of how you can love something and also know it's going to change and maybe even want it to change. I've been pretty open about the fact I really struggle with so cute, the baby phase and stuff. I look forward to being a grandmother one day, but man, I love, like, once kids hit like 12 and beyond, that's like my sweet spot. I love my adult children. They are like, they're just such amazing humans to be around. And I really struggled with my kids being young. So it's okay to like love your kids and still want them to be at a different phase even. Okay. It doesn't mean you love them less. It's okay to want different is what I'm trying to say. even with your partners. You could love your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever, it doesn't matter, and still want them to grow and change. You could be in a super happy relationship and still be like, wow, I would really love if we went on more date nights, or if we communicated differently, or if you went to yoga with me. It doesn't mean you love them less and you can want them to change. It doesn't mean that who they were 10 years ago, you didn't love as much as who they are tomorrow. There's no difference, right? Like, we're meant to grow and evolve and change. We are actually hardwired to change. We're not meant to be the same. Like I said, where we get into the weeds is we get attached to this belief that if we love it this way, then it's not loving if we change it, or if we want change, or we want transformation. So you can love your home and want to move, right? Both. You can love your life and have gratitude for everything that you have in your life and want more abundance, want more travel, want more adventure. Again, it doesn't mean that you don't love what you have right now. It just means, like, we can hold both. So body positivity doesn't mean you don't love your body right now. Sorry, body positivity doesn't mean that you love your body now, and if it changes, you don't get to love it anymore. You can be body positive and want to change. That's it. Like, end of story. And you get to choose what that is for you. Nobody gets to tell you how your body should or shouldn't look, what you should or shouldn't do with it. You know, I have read posts of women who were, you know, really impactful in the body positivity community, and their joints were aching. They weren't getting to live their life in the way they wanted to, and they've made the decision to lose weight. And then they were absolutely beaten down by the body positivity community. How dare you want to lose weight? Well, if your body hurts and aches and you're not able to do the things you want to do, does it not make sense that you would want to change? But that doesn't mean that your beliefs around loving your body at any shape or size change. So when I look at my body and all the iterations it's been through, and I have so much gratitude, like, our bodies are such fantastic machines. Like, every time I'm getting ready to go on stage, I'm just in awe of what it's capable of. Like, it's so cool to work from possibility and to see what I've been able to create at 50 and beyond. And that's really what, you know, body transformation is about for me. It's not about how I look, although I'm not going to, like, pretend like I don't like a specific look. There are certain looks that I like more than others on me. That's totally fine, just like it is for you. But I'm always thinking about, what is the 90-year-old version of myself? What does she need? How can I show up for her today so that I can be still living the life that I want to live at 90? Riding camels in the deserts and ziplining across the, you know, Amazon jungle. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I don't want to be limited because of my health. So, you know, the message here, there's a few messages, but, you know, I want you to take away that don't allow body positivity to leave you trapped because now you feel like you're not going to be loving your body if you want it to change from where it's at. At the end of the day, you get to decide what you want for you. You get to decide the meaning that you are giving to anything, really, because we are just meaning-making machines, and then we give things meaning that either keep us trapped or support limiting beliefs, or we can give things meanings about, you know, that help us expand. And I can, that's a whole other subject I could go into. Just go back and listen to some of my episodes where I talk about my relationship with becoming a bikini model and the meaning that I'd given that. And it literally means nothing. It doesn't matter. So be careful. Be careful the meaning that you're attaching to things. So, not the episode that I was planning on doing, but honestly, this one wanted to flow through me. So I just allowed it. So thank you to the person who left that comment, because you really inspired, I think, a great conversation that hopefully will be a learning moment for people. And I mean, I've had some really interesting learning moments on social media. I even had one lady once who blocked herself before I could even engage in the conversation because she made the assumption I was going to block her for the comment that she made, whereas I was just like super curious about this comment. And it was back in my last show prep when Jake was playing the music for me while I was practicing walking and posing, and she thought it was so inappropriate. And I was so confused as to why she thought it was so inappropriate. I would have loved to have asked her questions, like, because she thought it was inappropriate that Jake was playing the music while I did this. But all I was doing was walking around in my bikini in my high heels. So what specifically is inappropriate about that in front of my son? I want him to see normal bodies. I want him to see me as a mom celebrating myself and okay in my skin and not have it be a thing. So he's growing up in a home where everybody gets to live their dreams. But she was so adamant that it was inappropriate, and she was so convinced that I was going to block her. She blocked herself before I could even ask or have that dialogue. And I'm sure it would have been a really interesting dialogue because, again, because of my passion around polarity and seeing both sides of the coin, so to speak, I am always interested in hearing what people have to say. So please don't ever make the assumption that just because you believe different from me, that I don't think you have a valid say or a valid opinion. It's just not true. And I wish there were more of us, and that's what I'm here for. I want to have these conversations that are slightly polarizing to help you expand that capacity for discomfort, because in your own life, it will serve you so well, especially when you're wanting to do things in your life that you're like, ooh, but I want this and I want this, right? Like, it took a lot for me to get over. Here I am, world-class coach, right? I've worked with hundreds, probably thousands of people now all around the globe. I am at the top of my game. I run a very successful and, like, it's a legitimate, I run a legitimate business. I am CEO. I am a boss CEO. Still makes me laugh when I think about that because I remember where I came from. And at the same time, I also love to go out on stage wearing all the glitter, with all the hair, with all the eyelashes, with all the makeup, right? Like, total glam girl. And I'm really embracing that I get to have both of those parts of me come out and play, right? And I want that for you. So if you love this episode, please, if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment below. You might be listening to this on my, on Apple or Stitcher or all the different listening platforms. By all means, I would love if you would leave a review. I would love if you would share this episode with somebody who you believe might need to hear it. And on that note, if you want to follow along behind the scenes of my journey to my pro debut with WBFF, make sure you follow me at Instagram, Lisa Carpenter Inc. We will put the link in the show notes. What else can I tell you? That's what I'm going to be talking about in my stories. I'm going to be on hiatus for the month of October. I would love for you to continue to tune into the podcast. We've curated some really amazing episodes. We've got over 230 something episodes. So we've curated some really amazing episodes for re-release that I would love for you to listen to. Even if you've been here from the beginning, I guarantee you are going to hear new things that you weren't able to pick up when you first listen, because you've grown and changed and you're going to take in information differently. The last thing that I want to say is I have two spots available for the collective in September. Now, the collective is for anybody who is really finding themselves living a less than fulfilling life. So stuck in a lot of doing, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of busy, not showing up the way you want to show up, not feeling fulfilled in your life. And if you're wanting to create more ease, you want to really explore like what it is you want and need and desire so that you can live a life that feels more fulfilling. That's who it's for. So if you are a busy, ambitious, driven woman who just, it doesn't matter what you do or what you accomplish, you feel like you're never there, reach out. Get your name on the collective waitlist. We will reach out to you. That starts in September. It is a beautiful hybrid of one-to-one coaching, so private coaching with me, along with an intimate group, maximum 5 women. And this is all going to be client-led. There are no PDFs, there are no forms, there's nothing like that. This is not a group, you know, quote unquote group coaching program. This is a client-led experience where we get to grow and transform and evolve together and create some amazing, extraordinary results for you so that you can be living the life that you want to live and really expanding into this, like both and. Okay, so you can find that at lisacarpenter.ca/collective. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with is we are going to be running the energy audit again in the fall. So if you want a place to start, like, how do you manage your energy? How do you become more productive? How do you get out of overwhelm? How do you feel better on a day-to-day basis? You're going to want to get on the wait list for that as well. And I will put that link in the show notes. It's lisacarpenter.ca/energy. If you are in the collective, you automatically get the energy audit. It's just how we roll here. It's a foundational program that so many women need to experience. So we're going to be doing that again in the fall. So lots of really cool things coming up. So I will catch you over on Instagram. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate you tuning in week to week. And we are going to have so much fun in Instagram stories as I share this journey to stage with you. I can't wait. I'm so lit up about it. I just see so much goodness coming on the other side of this, because that's what happens when you navigate and stay present to the discomfort of growth. There's so much magic on the other side. So much love to each of you. Thank you for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode.